Time for our daily tafsir segment. And yesterday we began looking at an overview and commentary of Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin, as reported by Sayyidina Ma'qil ibn Yasar radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yasin qalbul Qur'an. Surah Yasin is the heart of the noble Qur'an. And some of the words of the hadith tells us that a person who recites Surah Yasin exclusively for the sake of Allah and the Akhirah is forgiven, and that it should be recited over the dead. That is what has been reported by Imam Ahmad and Imam Abu Dawud, rahimahumullah. Imam Ghazali, rahimahumullah, has a different take on this. He says that one reason for calling Surah Yasin the heart of the Quran could be that in the Surah, themes relating to the Day of Qiyamah and Resurrection have appeared with particular detail and eloquence. Out of the principles of faith, there is the belief in the hereafter, something on which depends the soundness of human deeds. If you don't believe in hereafter, your deeds are all futile. And the fear of the hereafter makes one ready for doing good deeds. And this is what stops one from indulging in one's desires that are impermissible and things that are unlawful. So, the way soundness of the body depends of the heart, soundness of the heart, similarly, soundness of the faith, iman, depends on concerning the faith, the soundness in the belief in the hereafter. And in this way, Surah Yasin is well recognized in the sense that it creates within the person that belief in the hereafter, which then leads to the soundness of one's deeds. Surah Yasin is a well-recognized name of the surah. However, the surah has many other names, such as Azimah. It is narrated in the hadith that it's also called Al-Azimah. And another narration, it's called Mu'immah in the Torah. And this is that the surah universalizes its blessings in this worldly life and the year after for its reader. And that is why its name has been given as the complete or the universal surah. It's also known as Ash-Sharif. And it is said that, or Ash-Shafi, because of the intercession on the Day of Qiyamah, which will be accepted for a number of people that would exceed the number of people of the tribe of Rabi'ah. And that is reported in Bayhaqi. It is also known as Mudafa'ah, the one that removes misfortune from its leaders or its readers, while some others have named and mentioned its name as Qadiyah, that is the caretaker of one's needs. Sayyidina Abu Zar al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu says that the recitation of Surah Yasin near a dying person makes the ordeal of death easy on that person. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu said, whoever puts Surah Yasin ahead of his needs is fulfilled. Yahya ibn Kathir has said, whoever recites Surah Yasin in the morning will remain happy until the evening. And whoever recites it in the evening will remain happy until the morning. And he said that this was confided or was narrated to him by a person who would experience this, the benefit in itself. When we begin by looking at the actual surah, and the first words of the surah in which Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Yasin, and according to the well-known position, these isolated letters are known as the Huruful Muqatta'at, the knowledge of which rests only with Allah alone. Ibn al-Arabi has reported from Imam Malik, who said that it is one of the names of Allah. And there's a narration of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas also said that it is one of the divine names of Allah. Another narration indicates that this is a word from the Ethiopian language, which means Yasin, O human person. And denotes the person of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's gathered from a saying of Sayyidina Ibn Jubayr that said, the word Yasin is the name of the noble Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it appears in Ruh al-Ma'ani that giving the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a name composed of two elegant letters, Yasin, has a great secret behind it. Now the big question is that people give others the name Yasin. What is the position? What is the ruling about giving someone the name Yasin? Is it suitable? Is it acceptable? Imam Malik in particular does not like the name to name a person Yasin, for the reason, according to him, is that it is one of the divine names of Allah. Its exalted meaning remains unknown. And therefore, it's possible that it may have some meaning that is exclusive to Allah. And nobody is allowed to have the name like Aziz or Khaliq or Raziq and other names of those nature. If this word is written with a script and reads Yasin, it's possible to give the name to a human being because the Quran has the word Su Salamun ala ala Yasin, peace on Ilyas or Al Yasin. So the well recognized rendering kara of this verse is Il Yasin, but in some it also places ala Yasin. The word Aba, so that is why some ulama have given it permissible, have stated the permissibility of naming a person Yasin. Nevertheless, there is a difference of opinion in this particular matter. As we proceed, Allah Rabbul Izzah then takes an oath and he says, "Wal Qur'an il Hakim," and by the Quran that is filled with wisdom. "Innaka lamina al mursaleen," you are certainly from amongst the messengers. "Ala siratin mustaqim," on the straight path. The declaration of Allah is more than sufficient against the blasphemy of the kuffar. The Quran, on the basis of its miraculous nature, the Quran, on the basis of its wise teachings, the Quran, on the basis of its well-established themes, because of the miraculous nature, the wise teachings, the well-established themes, the Quran in itself is a strong witness to the fact that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an unlettered Nabi. The Quran is a proof that this unlettered Nabi who brought it is a messenger of Allah. So the Quran gives testament to the fact that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, and that he, without any doubt, is on the straight path. And those who follow him will have no fear whatsoever of going astray from their destination. But this Quran gives that testimony within itself. Allah Rabbul Izzah then replies to the rejection of the noble Quran. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that this Quran is Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim, a revelation of the mighty and the most merciful. This is a revelation of the mighty and the most merciful. So the straight path of the religion of this noble Quran is a revelation of that mighty Allah who will not leave the unbelievers without punishing them, and who is also merciful and who will show mercy to the believers and grant them his favors. And it's for this reason that some verses of the Quran portray the kindness of Allah, while other verses portray his wrath, his power, his might, his seizure, his punishment. Allah Rabbul Izzah then outlines the reason for the revelation of the noble Quran. What is the purpose for revealing this mighty book? لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنْذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that the purpose of revealing this Quran is that a nation be warned. To warn a nation whose forefathers were not warned and who were neglectful. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent amongst the Arabs, and that is where his duty began. The Arabs were the progeny of Sayyidina Ibrahim, but no Nabi had come to them for a very long time. And because no Nabi had come to them for a long time, the Arabs had become negligent of the rights that they owe to Allah. And therefore it was necessary for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to direct them onto the straight path. It was necessary for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to outline to them the straight path. We'll continue talking about the fact that مَا أُنذِرَ أَبَاؤُهُمْ, who are these forefathers who were not warned, and what was the wisdom behind that